بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. In the previous ayats, Allah also explained His great qudrat and His great favors which are upon mankind. Now, towards the end of the surah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains the great independence of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala is not in need of anyone whatsoever, and that also we should bear in mind properly, that Allah is not in need of us in any way. Allah is not in need of our ibadat or anything. We are fully dependent on Allah Ta'ala, and we need Allah all the time. So Allah Ta'ala says to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to announce and say to the people, قُلْ أَرَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ to ke bhala dekho to, agar hala kar de mujhko. Oh people, you understand that even which is impossible, which will not happen, but that even if Allah has to destroy me, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَن مَعِيَّ, and those who are with me, all my followers, Allah can do anything. And so nobody must ever have this pride in him, this vanity that I'm somebody big, I'm somebody pious, without me nothing can happen. There is absolutely nothing like that. Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we can destroy you and those with you also. Oh Rahimana, Ya Hum Par Raham Kare, or that Allah can have mercy upon us. In other words, this is an address to the non-believers. In which world are you dreaming? That you are going totally against Allah's command and you're still thinking you are safe. Allah is not in need of anyone whatsoever. Allah can do as He please. So how will you save yourself when Allah can even destroy all the righteous and pious, which Allah won't do, but He has the power, and if He wants to, He can do it. So then those who are in the wrong, where, in which world, the dream world are they living in, that they not going to be punished. فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Phir wo kaun hai jo bachaye munkiro ko azab dardnaak se. Then who is it that will give protection to these non-believers from the very painful punishment which has been kept for all the wrongdoers? Who will be able to protect them? So, yeah, by Allah Ta'ala, a person must have all the time niyaz, that is humility, begging of Allah Ta'ala, and never have naz, that is pride, that I'm a very pious person, without me no work can happen, I'm the kingpin in everything and I'm needed. A person should never have that attitude. Even whatever ibadat he's doing, Allah can take it away any time also. And Allah can reject it also any time. We have got no guarantee. Allah does as He pleases. And that is the real relationship we should have to with Allah, that I'm totally dependent, I'm in need of You. I'm just a nothing whatsoever. Only with Your help can I survive, can I do anything. قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَانُ آمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. To ke wahi rahman hai, humne usko mana aur unse par bharosa kiya hai. Say it is ar-rahman, and therefore the surah is known amongst the rahmaniyat. That is, so many times Allah has mentioned to His great quality of rahman, of being most merciful, most kind, most compassionate, and we have brought iman on Him. And by that Allah becomes happy. And another great quality, وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا, and we put our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. So that is what a person must have, iman, and then put full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah's great help is with that person, not only in the akhirat, but even in this world. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. So ab tum jaan loge, kaun para hai sarih behkaye mein. And then you will know who were those people who were totally misguided and who went in the wrong way completely. It will become very, very clear in the akhirah. Yea, in this world Allah has kept it that the good and bad are living all together, and Allah is feeding everyone. And the criteria of the standard of the living of a person, that is not the criteria of acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. Acceptance by Allah Ta'ala, that a person has got deen in him, and that he has got this humility in him, and no pride in him. Those are signs that he is being accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala in the last ayat of Surah Tabarakalladhi gives us a stern warning. قُلْ رَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا. To keh bhala dekho to, agar ho jai subah ko paani tumhara khush. Just think for a while, if in the morning when you get up and you find you have got no water whatsoever, not only from the taps, there is no water kept in buckets or in any cans or anything, and there is no rain, there is no water whatsoever. فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Phir kaun hai jo laye tumhare paas paani nithra. Who will bring this pure water which you are getting? We just opening our taps, we getting water, we wasting water, we are in the showers, etc. How much we are showering, how lot we are wasting. And if Allah has to stop this water completely, that there isn't a drop of water anywhere, from where will you get this water? When this ayat was revealed, some very obstinate and very evil people from the non-believers said, we will dig in the ground and we will take out water. Then Allah Ta'ala made it that the water of the eyes, the fluid that is in the eyes, Allah made that go dry. And then a sound came from the unseen, that where are you going to take out water from the ground? First see to your own eyes, try and get that water back in your eyes. We don't realize our eyes are such a great ni'mat, and that there's this fluid on the eye by which our eyelids go up and down all the time, doing work like wipers, cleaning out any dust. If there isn't that fluid, the eyelids won't be able to go up and down. Then a person will understand what a great ni'mat. Forget the eye, just that fluid, that liquid is, what a great ni'mat. So Allah Ta'ala told those non-believers that you people saying you'll take out water from the ground, first you try and bring water back in your eyes. So Allah's Qudrat is very, very great. And one small thing goes wrong in our life, then we don't know how to sort it out. So we are dependent on Allah. The only way forward is to try and please Allah. No matter how much wrong we have done in the past, Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah open. Just make sincere Tawbah and move forward towards pleasing Allah and making Him happy. Only in there lies the goodness for us in of this dunya and the akhirah. This brings us, alhamdulillah, to the end of Surah Tabarakalladhi.